To Die For podcast includes the spooky, scary, salacious, and sometimes psychotic. Listener discretion is advised.
You, my husband. You. Hello, that's my head, sir. That's my head, sir. Oh. Sir. Okay. Welcome back. It is To Die For. I'm being attacked by doggy paws. It is Halloweeny. Bam, bam, bam. And episode 69. And we have a super special treat for y'all. So, without further ado, let's introduce everybody, because there's an everybody this week. So I am Lizza, and this is Lolo.
Sup?
And Noodles.
What's going on?
And Britt.
Oh, hi there.
And Jay.
Hi.
And Alexis.
Hello.
It's probably the only time we will ever get those two on the podcast.
Because they're lame.
Super lame. But we did it. We are all together-ish. Lolo is in her cave. We are in our cave. And we are watching The Fucking Exorcist. And I am terrified.
I'm so excited.
Oh my god, it's gonna be...
And I get to watch it by myself in a small box.
Yeah. Yeah, anyways. So yeah, I think this is a very long movie. So we should probably just, like, hop right on into this shit. So, let's get going, y'all. Let's get spooky all up in this bitch.
We found some more shit.
Look at this rock. It's poop. It's prehistoric poop. I'm official. Like I have like, paintbrushes and bad sunglasses.
Really? Rucker
Howard.
Why would you? Oh, okay. I thought he was broken apart.
Yeah, an artifact.
Movies that made us on Netflix it. RoboCop and we kept bringing up
Wait,
Flesh and Blood.
Something
like, I want to watch Flesh and Blood.
Oh, that was a very awkward cut.
It's part of the suspense.
Okay.
Okay.
This is actually such an important part.
Okay, I paid attention. I swear. Uh-oh. Now he's upset.
You understand?
He looks like Nick.
Hold out a cigarette.
I'd be worried if I was 40-something and looked like him.
Mm-hmm. Seriously?
Look at him. They're like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah, he's 40?
White man can't
It's the makeup. Ow. It's the makeup. Yeah. I just need something to say.
God, the chaos of this beginning scene is pretty intense.
I love it.
I have no idea, like, any of this. Like, I just assumed we were always at her house. Or the hospital.
Moral chit. He's an archaeologist.
I know. We're gonna offend you with our riff tracks.
That's okay. Yeah. We can't help it. It's totally fair. I do that.
God, he even made his hands look bad.
Yeah.
Like, we're all drinking. Am I allowed to drink? I'm not gonna spit out my drink.
No. It's really not that type of a scary movie.
Okay. Some awkward hugging. Okay. Come on.
Well, probably like all of the, locals are like, yeah, you're fucked. See you later.
Bad life choices, man. Bad life choices.
I don't remember the opening scene actually having anything to do with anything.
I think that what it
just
is...
Just that, like, old shit was old.
Old shit was old.
And don't fuck with it.
I think that what it is kind of showing that whatever this was...
expected, you know.
We keep going from way too quiet to way too loud.
That's just from the sound.
Right.
The talking is quiet.
The sound effects.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, boy, it's
funny. Uh-oh. Hey, how you doing?
The fuck?
I like how they didn't walk away until he waved at them. Yeah, like, you don't know who he is.
He was backlit.
Oh, okay.
response to a bird statue, apparently.
It almost made stuff come out of Alexis's nose. Mothman!
See? Backflip.
It's Mothman.
It is. Mothman has been around for a very long time.
Yeah. Who knew? He did a tour in Iraq before he went to New Jersey or wherever.
Apparently.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, this is Iraq.
Is this Iraq?
Yeah, this is Iraq. Go me.
We'll hear a small bed.
Seriously.
I can't even imagine sleeping in that
pull-out couch.
I think that's a good-looking nightgown.
Yeah, I agree. It looks very comfy. I'm into a good night, like, dressing gown, though. I have three.
How's your stomach?
Delish.
No, leave her in the full screen. I don't need to see her face.
You can fuck the fuck off.
So, just so you all know, she just got this from, you know, leaving the window open at night. How are
you? God damn it.
Good morning, Carl. Mm. Oh, Carl, we've got rats in the attic. You better get some traps.
My husband wants a grill like that. Because he loves breakfast so much.
Flat top.
I kind of do, too.
Yeah,
no, I just watch one of those.
I just
heard. South 39 Hotel, take 4.
All right, hustle back.
She's an actor, and she's on the set, and she's like the lead. I think she's establishing that she's like a very well-known actor who like commands the set.
Military off our campus!
60s, yeah!
Martin Luther King!
It's like, well, I gotta go talk about God now, so I should probably walk away from the Middle East. Is also very, very good.
Huh.
Skip 2, but 3 is fantastic.
Interesting.
Cool campus.
Yeah, beautiful. Also, I want her outfits.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Maybe in like. I prefer to have black pants personally. But she looks incredible.
It's like a start of a music video.
Inter-beauty.
Oh, so good though.
Walking in the slave.
I do find it very interesting that Audrey Hepburn was originally asked to do this role.
Yes. What?
Yeah, and she was like, well, I'll do it if you do it in Rome. And they're like, we're not going to film in Rome. She goes, okay, I'm not doing it.
Wow.
And Ellen Burstyn had to, like, fight. Wow. She called the director and was like, you need to ask me.
Hello? In here.
I've done too much research on this movie.
They did, like, a... Was it a plane? Like, airplane sound?
It sounds like an airplane.
Yeah.
Kicking off.
Yeah.
Dinner at the White House. Are you kidding? Was it a big party or something? Cool. Hey. What's it do today? Stuff. What's up? Stuff now.
Me and Sharon play a game in the backyard.
Yeah.
down by the river.
You can tell somebody's
going to get possessed.
You got possessed. You can just tell.
Beautiful gray horse.
Do you
remember
what kind
of
pretty?
The mare gelding?
I think it was a
gelding.
It was
gray.
Oh,
you
knew that how? Beautiful guy, let me ride it all around.
Because she's privileged.
She's a horse girl.
She's a privileged girl. Hell yeah.
Oh, well, can't we get a horse?
Well, not all we're in Washington.
We'll see when we get home, okay?
Do you think that they're very natural between the two of them?
Do you think they're natural?
Like they're acting? Like their relationship is believable.
Alright, give it up. You'll be sorry.
Just the transitions are a little like...
Yeah.
The cacophony of sounds is really like crazy.
They yeah.
But I do think that was intentional.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, like.
You go from like, you feel comfortable at home, warm, and then like, hey, fuck.
Yeah.
Loud.
And even
cold.
The lighting
yeah,
is so
exactly.
cold in here.
Yeah.
You can almost feel like, oh, it's really uncomfortable.
Father.
Right.
And you help an old other boy. I'm a Catholic.
Jesus.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, I would help out at church. I was a favorite, so they put me on like every fucking Sunday. Because I was good at what I did. I liked to perform, so I was like, it's a performance.
Right.
God.
Right.
God.
I bring you
all the
God.
Weddings, all the funerals,
no,
all that
you
shit.
Don't. Fucking, hey, get the fuck off that car. Christ almighty, kids, I'd beat the shit out of those kids.
I was scared that I'd fall off the car. Like, no.
There's a lot of surface area to play with.
I'd find the edge somehow.
Yeah. Pastor, maybe you need to get a new lease here.
On life.
He's not making any money.
Satan. She's so cute.
Jory.
Oh yeah, I love you too.
Are you scared? So you shouldn't be watching this, Mom. I know. They're making me.
That bed is tiny. Yeah. All the beds are so
all
tiny.
The beds are smaller than what is that?
I mean, there are times when my husband and I are like, "Do we need two like king size beds?" Because this is a lot. Like, it's too small for us both.
Mama.
He lives with his mama in that tiny place.
Old people don't take up much space. It's like literally the size of a chair
dead.
And a TV.
Oh, no, she's not.
She just looks it. She's not doing very well.
What do you mean?
Oh.
Kanye's mama.
You have like dementia. So your mom got like fucking diabetes or something?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, this one does. Mine doesn't. Mine's fine.
Oh. It's got the diabetes.
You understand me?
Well,
this is my house. And
Venus.
I'm not going no place.
I like the white t-shirt look of, like, Jaws and like, all the films in the state. Like, all the guys wore white t-shirts.
They look good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
You haul me.
Take off everything.
Nobody wears a white undershirt anymore. It's watching TV upside down.
Right now it's just watching Bella's ass.
I do that for my grandma when I go stop by. I usually try to leave her money and she gets mad at me. And I tell her, I'm old enough that I can leave you money, grandmother. I'm a successful adult. Let me.
Here it comes. There.
Something only a mother could love. Yeah.
Demon!
That's what possessed her, actually.
Right,
so.
It's actually that orange bird.
Over here to
dry
nose.
Rude!
She just
comes over and burped on her.
She
support them. You
I'm
that's
I'm
true.
Surprised
just
if
in your direction.
Water, but usually, yeah, after a meal, she comes over to me.
Oh,
don't touch the Ouija board.
Yes, ever.
So my plan.
No.
I want to collect old Ouija boards and put them up on the wall.
No, we won't touch those.
I know how to deal with them.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
You I'm not spending
like,
more time with you.
Tile your ceiling with them.
Oh,
in your bedroom.
Oh, shit.
You don't want me to play, huh?
No, I do. Captain Howdy said no.
Captain who?
Captain Howdy.
Who's Captain Howdy?
You know, I make the questions, I just the answers.
Oh, Captain Howdy.
That's not creepy at all.
I mean, they should have known he was the devil from the beginning. If his name was
Captain
Howdy.
Do you think my mom's pretty? Captain Howdy? Captain Howdy, that isn't very nice.
Hey, you gotta stop.
She's so pathetic.
I know. Go from one to the other until somebody does it, and then you pout.
She's not as pathetic.
Right?
And then when nobody does it, or stops.
Rags?
Oh, I see. Smash. Regan, smash.
Oh, you know, it's okay.
Hi.
Well, thank you very much, but why on earth would I want to bring Burke on your birthday?
You like him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like him, don't you think? Hey, what's going on? What is this?
You're gonna marry him, aren't you?
Oh, my God. You marry Burke, don't be silly. Would you ever get an idea like that?
That you like him?
Of course I like him. Like Jesus, too.
Like him like Daddy?
God, it reminds me of talking with my grandmother. She always just kind of like trudged through a conversation. It wasn't like a two-way street. It was like, you're going to do that, aren't you? You're like, no, probably not. And she's like, okay, you're going to do that.
But then did you do it?
Ultimately, yeah.
Yeah. Like, that's so small. Yeah. I feel like that one's more your size, but it doesn't care. What a precious world.
Don't lie to the demon. You're not just friends.
You can't lie to a demon because they know.
Exactly. My grandmother was a demon.
I love a priest that drinks beer.
At the local pub.
Fuck yeah.
With another
it's
priest.
My mother come. It's she's alone in a
Catholic Irish neighborhood, I assume. Mm-hmm.
At least when you woke up in New York, you killed somebody. Could say about a transfer day. I need reassignment, Tom.
Oh, so he doesn't
it's
live in
his job. It's wrong. It's no good. You're the best we've got.
Sounds like a mafia job. Here.
Seriously?
It is the Catholic Church, so let's be real.
Catholics are corrupt as fuck.
Tommy, the best you've got.
I need out, I'm unfit. I've lost my faith, Tom.
Oh, yo. You're not going to be any use.
Yes, this is Mrs. McNeil. Operator, you have got to be kidding. I have been on this line for 20 minutes.
What?
Jesus Christ, can you believe this? He doesn't even call his daughter on her birthday, for Christ's sake.
The circus.
Oh, circus my ass. He doesn't give a shit. No, I've got a chair. It's all right.
Who the fuck chair?
Yes.
I think it's her, like,
the
assistant.
Operator,
yeah.
Tell me there's no answer. It's the Hotel Excelsior in Rome. Would you try it again, please, and let it ring? Hello? Yes. No, operator, I've given you the number 4 times. What do you
she
do? Take the literacy test to get that job, for Christ's sake?
Oh.
Don't tell me to make calls, goddammit!
Shut up,
Karen. Okay, Karen.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Hi.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, you're supposed to just slither right off.
That's a creepy picture to have of your kid.
Yeah.
Like.
Oh, but it's artsy.
No.
Also, I want to wear night dresses to bed all the time.
In her own room? Wait. Who's sleeping where?
Okay. Oh, her daughter came to the bedroom.
Not a halter, though. I feel like a halter would be really uncomfortable sleeping.
Well, I feel like my boobs would just fall out of a halter all the time.
Yeah.
But also, I do love the look of, like, a beautiful, flowy, like, nightdress.
Okay.
I have some short ones that I wear a lot, but...
to
be real extra.
I like a halter.
Sleeping nude.
I can't sleep in the halter.
I know you can't, but I like halter tops. Who the fuck is going in the attic right now? Why?
Because she hurts.
Oh, the rattle rattle.
There's growling and scratching. Yeah. And so she just... Like,
immediately
this is,
she's a fucking confident
woman.
We just
woman.
Talked about this. You don't go up those. You pop your head up and that's where... Nope. Then your head gets taken off. Yeah, we just
talked
about
that flashlight, lady.
Don't go up. Oh, God.
Oh, What's wrong?
No, she uses a fucking candle because she's just an idiot.
The devil's like...
Yeah, she's like, I'm so privileged that there's no way this is going to blow out.
See, look, she does definitely already has electricity.
Yeah, exactly. No.
You guys are freaking out.
He knows.
He's like, I don't do scary.
Yeah, he can sense
either.
The evil.
Nice. That's
a pretty
baby's
nice
all
upstairs.
Out.
There's Oliver. He doesn't give a fuck.
It's a huge attic.
I don't know why they didn't just make that a third story.
Yeah.
God, well, where are you
going?
And turn on the fucking lights.
Oh, no, she tried to, but it wasn't working.
No.
Okay.
This is totally what my attic looks like.
I'm jelly. It's gorgeous attic.
So it wasn't a rat. Okay, what the fuck is that?
I mean, she's a rich person. She just acquires shit that she doesn't need and then puts it in the attic.
Why don't
like,
you go lay down?
I'm not a rich person, and I do that too. I acquire all the shit I don't need.
I'm not allowed to. My husband gets very annoyed if I bring home too many things, which is fair.
Holy fuck.
Sweet Jesus, who's in her attic?
Jesus Christ, Carl.
Carlos.
Who's Carl?
The handyman.
No rats.
Who the fuck? Why is Carl in her house at like whatever time it is?
Yeah, why is the handyman up there?
Well, I think that he's probably just like the help, you know, like maybe lives near there or like there, and he was like doing other stuff in the house.
Yeah, but why did Carl?
Like 2 a.m.
Well, Carl didn't see a flamethrower just coming out of the fucking candlestick.
He's got really bad eyes. He's
yeah,
old.
Right.
See, look, no rats.
Oh, I love this part. I also want this in my house one day.
Ooh.
My husband went to the priest.
Yeah,
what a priest
in your
house.
A man in a dress.
Yep. Just buy that for my husband. Tell him, now you're a priest.
Yep. I really wanted this in my house.
No, you'll see it.
Okay.
Then you'll be like, oh, yeah.
Fair. I see Carl in the back. He's like, hey,
there's
no
rats.
An altar?
Nope. A baby.
Yeah, I definitely want a child in my house.
And a scepter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This!
Oh! What?
Neil would not let me have it. Like, but he draws the line at things. I can't have taxidermy, I can't have things in jars, but I can have a fully annotated skeleton one day. So
get a miniature version of it.
Yeah,
like up for your bookcase.
Oh.
Actually, Ducky, I'll just buy the stuff for you and you can make it for me.
Will do.
Yes! You're craftier than I am.
I am, yeah, I will do it.
Miss?
Yes?
We want to see Mrs. Carras.
Do you have an appointment?
Yes.
Are you a relative?
Yes, I am her brother. He is the son.
That was easy. Okay.
You know, it's funny. If you wasn't a priest, you'd be famous psychiatrist now, Park Avenue. Your mother should be living in a penthouse instead of there.
Wow.
Seriously.
Ouch.
Shots fired, man.
You
know,
I
what about you, Schmuck brother? What are you doing?
He's like,
so he's calling his brother a genius, but
he's not.
His nephew.
No,
no, no.
Hey, I don't know how many crackers today.
Oh,
you're so weird.
Oh,
she took his dude
off. Oh, yeah.
The
collar.
Yeah, the collar.
I wonder if they must have done that on purpose.
Yeah.
Because he lost his feet.
Oh, what?
Boom.
Dang.
Mama, it's Demi, Mama.
Why you did the things to me, Demi? Why?
Shots fired, man. What the fuck?
Because, Mama, you're crazy.
Oh, no. What happened like that?
Can't you put us someplace else? Like what? Private hospital? Who got the money for that, Timmy? You?
Angry priest!
Rage! Velocipaster!
Good workout!
Yes.
I don't have the money!
Oh! Oh!
Obsessed with every outfit she wears. I want them all.
Yeah, that's a party.
I see big scenes like this and I'm like, where are their masks?
It happens to me all the time now. Like, where are all the masks? Like, oh my.
Watching Blind Manor, everybody was like eating cake off the same spoon. I was like, oh my god, don't do that. Don't do that. That's disgusting.
Tell me. Was it public relations you did with this staff for what? Community relations? Yes, of course. You never went bowling with Goebbels either, I suppose, then.
Do you have to go potty?
You know what I mean, over there? It's a red brick wing.
Say, Mike.
Look, Sonia. I mean, because I keep seeing this girl, and I black hair, so I have a very intense
crowd. Yeah.
Damien Karras.
She has got a serious effect going on.
Yes.
He's our psychiatric counselor. He had a pretty rough knock last night, poor guy. His mother passed away. She was living by herself, and I guess she was dead a couple of days before they found her.
Wait, what?
Dancing hand.
Oh, Jesus. That is
damn butchering Nazi pain.
That outfit, that was not that one. That one's a good one. Oh, yeah. I don't know, I love the other one, too. It looks like a Cinderella outfit. Like, Cinderella's a little bit older now.
Carl, leave her out of here. Get out of there, Carl.
I'm a director. I'm a big shot.
The person at the curb, they're like, yeah, go ahead, drive off. Like, what?
They're probably like, I'm just driving.
I hope he makes it.
Seriously,
he probably does.
Not our problem now.
Well, she did say Louis waiting for you. Oh, okay. So.
That's what I'm a bunch of drunks.
Who's just hanging out with their priests?
These bitches. Yeah. Love the church.
This will never be a good time for you. Ever.
I love how loudly that one woman is singing. Singing is so nasal.
Yeah.
Somebody up here? Come on.
You're gonna die up there.
Oh dear.
Again? Oh my god, honey. Honey, what's the matter? I'm sorry, she's.
Okay.
Oh boy.
Alright.
That was a definite damper on your party.
But I also think it shows how much she cares about her that she immediately left the party and was like,
absolutely.
I don't give a fuck about any of you. I need to make sure my daughter's okay.
Yeah. So did I
would have said, like, hey, clean that shit up.
Oh, she's got
rubber nose in it.
Yeah.
Rubber nose in it.
Rubber nose in it.
That's a bad girl.
Very bad girl.
Of course.
Ugh, that is terrifying.
Because it fucks me every time I see him. Like, oh, it's him. So, did we figure?
Did I miss, like, what started all of this, or just shit just happened?
Oh, no, it was
the window was open.
The window. It was the window, 100%. No, it was, she was playing with the Ouija board.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Is it coming out, Molly? Yes. I think so.
That's probably a really expensive light, too.
You off, I'm going to try to hold it down with my weight.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good representation of how two women's weight didn't stop it.
Yeah.
Well, I also feel like it's a, I don't know what else to do except maybe jump on it and try to stop it. Because you know.
Yeah, I guess.
No, my initial reaction would be yank her off.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, is you get the fuck off the bed. Like, not, I'm going to join you on this ride.
Of course. Let me see if I can open the gate, guys. You can do it.
I don't have faith in myself, so.
I do.
I
don't care.
The college president didn't drink. And to set a bad example, I figure I say don't want to be temptation.
Yay!
Oh, Christ. I should have been there. I wasn't there. I should have been
there. There was nothing you could do. But
we just stick it in my ass.
Are you asleep?
Yeah.
I'll steal my shoes, bro. No. I tell fortune by reading the creases. Shut up and go to sleep.
Shut up and go to sleep.
So then Mama did. All right.
Wait, did the cigarette that... Did he take that from the other guy?
Yeah.
Well, the other guy had another one in his hand.
Just a second ago?
Like, he's laying on the bed and he's got another one in his hand. Like, barely going.
Smokers don't care.
It's like double fisted cigarettes.
Mama! Mama! Hi, Mama!
What's he doing out there?
Yeah.
Didn't he? She got get splatted by a bus.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God. Calm down. Oh, fuck.
Did anybody else see that?
Yes, Ian.
It's in there.
Right.
Christ.
I don't want it.
Oh, sorry, to hit you with the nose.
I don't want it. I don't want it. Fucking bastard.
Oh,
Jesus.
No, I don't want kisses. No.
So I wonder what day this is supposed to be, because usually Catholic priests wouldn't wear white or gold or red unless it was...
Urgent.
Don't you do it.
Like a funeral.
Lay down.
Maybe a funeral.
But only say the word, and I shall be healed. Body and Christ bring me to everlasting life.
So the kid went downhill pretty quickly.
Yeah, it seems like it, yes.
Well, it's symptoms.
Classic.
Type of disturbance in the chemical electrical activity of the brain. Your daughter in the temporal lobe is up here in the lateral part of the brain. It's rare, but it does cause bizarre hallucinations. And usually just a bit more convulsion.
I need your ass to not be on the recorder.
Oh, no.
No, that was not
fast.
I got on the bed. The whole bed was bumping and rising up the floor and shaking. The whole thing. With me on it.
Mrs. McNeil, the problem with your daughter is not her bed. It's her brain.
Do you find it very interesting? They're definitely also probably subconsciously talking about the fact that the medical field does not like to listen to people when they give them information.
Right? No.
Lesion in the temporal lobe. The kind of seizure.
Oh. And it looks like I really don't understand how your personality could change.
Do you think you're a laptop?
It lasts for days, even weeks. It's rare to find destructive.
I hate how they, like, mask her behavior with, like, something that she could logically point to make it, like, that much more...
Yeah.
It could get that much more close to her before she was like, whoa, 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 wait, this is really not great. Like, this is not what I think it is. Sense of
you guys, that's him?
That's him. That's a serial killer.
Yep.
Regan, can you sit up and scoot over here?
Wow.
What's your name?
Linda Blair is very good in this movie.
Yep, there he is.
That's him! It's so creepy!
So did we... Was this before or after he...
Before. Well, maybe.
Well, maybe.
If he committed all the bad murders,
yeah,
then
it was
the same time.
Yeah.
Just for a short time.
Yeah, he's like touching her...
And this was a real thing.
Well, yeah, they put everybody through fucking hell for this movie.
But the procedure, like, this is how they used to do this procedure.
Fun fact, friends, I'm allergic to iodine.
Really?
Yeah.
So no iodinated contrast or anything for you, huh?
No. No, both my dad and I are.
Dang.
Okay, now you're gonna feel a little stickier.
I work in x-rays, so I work with iodine contrast, so.
No, I don't want shots in my neck.
In the eyeball.
No, not at all.
No, yeah, honestly, shots don't bother me. It's IVs.
Yeah.
There. I've never had
my vein.
I've never had an IV. I've never, knock on wood, I've never had any like serious medical procedure.
Amazing.
I just had my first.
See, that was the thing I was telling you about.
Oh, God, you are,
this is a real thing, and there's a second where your blood pulses out.
Ouch.
Yeah.
They said that, you were saying that this is, like, one of the most acclaimed medical representations in cinema.
Because it's so accurate.
Oh, God. Friedkin is a great director. I mean, he does have a lot of attention to detail.
They also don't do this anymore. Yeah, they're like, you know that whole your blood just spurting out in time with your heart? Not a great thing.
No. I mean, the advances in medical science.
Look at that old equipment.
Right?
The freaking paint chipped off of it and everything.
Hook
God.
Yeah, they
used to be that
loud. Stop doing that. Who asked your displacement at all?
Hi.
You want me to run another series? I don't think so.
Please.
I'd like you to see her again.
Excuse me, doctor. Chris McNeil's on the phone. She says it's urgent.
You got some time?
Of course.
White lady, of course. Dr. Klein.
Yes, I'm Dr. Klein. This is Dr. Klein.
Sure. Things have gotten worse since I found you at the upstairs.
Is she having spasms again?
Yeah, but they've gotten violent.
Did you give her the medication you needed?
Yes.
What was that? Thorazine.
Oh,
that was Ritalin.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God, yeah.
Chris, doctors.
Tell her. I don't know what we fucking tell her.
Yeah.
We can't go out there without telling her something.
Pathological states.
No.
Can induce abnormal strength.
Mm-hmm.
Accelerated motor performance.
Sure. Mm-hmm. I like how she's like, are you fucking
Yeah, that look is like bull fucking shit.
This is it. You've been in there the whole day, and this is what you got.
We still think temporal lobe.
Oh, what are you talking about, for Christ's sakes?
Good job.
Did you see her or not? She's acting like she's fucking out of her mind, psychotic, like a split personality or.
There haven't been more than 100 authentic cases of so called split personality in the Dale. Now I know the temptation lead to psychiatry. But any reasonable psychiatrist would exhaust the somatic possibilities first.
I mean, that's true. They would. Mm-hmm. It's not, but
of course, but
also,
they check the brain. They're like, there's nothing there, yeah.
And down that lesion, it will involve another spinal.
Oh, Christ.
What we missed in EEG in the arteriograms, conceivably turn
that
up.
That stash.
It's a good one.
It unsettles me.
Don't trust that stash.
And I like a good stash. When my husband and I got married, he had a stash. It was great.
Christ!
Yep.
And she just got blasted, too. That was a lot of x-ray.
I'm an X-Man. Do you keep any drugs in your house?
No. Of course not. Nothing like that.
Are you sure?
Well, of course I'm sure.
Wow.
Let me tell you. Smoke
shit, grab me out.
Seriously. Calm that demon down. Give it some weed.
It could just get really paranoid, though. Let's be real.
No, I mean, they call it the devil's lettuce.
Oh, well, then never mind. The right. Devil would be super happy to have it.
Makes you more pliable. I do like the leaps in time.
Yeah.
They're just like chunk, 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 and it's like significantly worse every time. You gotta pay attention, otherwise it's just like next day. Wait, what? And not even next day, we're like 2 weeks from now.
Right. You know what I like? Freaking trusts us as the audience to understand what's happening. There's not a ton of exposition, and he doesn't. He's like, if you're not gonna keep up with the pace of the film, then I guess that's your own fault.
Yeah. Right.
Hello?
Oh, I want that jacket. God damn it.
Was that like a thing with the telephone?
When the lights flash.
Right. Oh, no. So it wasn't like a thing that was used to happen with the telephone.
Just the devil telephone.
I was wondering if it was like a, like a rich person thing. Like, oh, the telephone's ringing lights.
You need to pay attention.
You're so out
actually,
of
it. It's a thing for deaf people.
The TTY.
Yeah. A lot of wood.
Wow. It's very monochromatic.
Oh, fuck no.
No, not the window!
Oh, Christ.
Keep it open.
Oh, God. I don't like it.
Ew. No, every time I'm, like, around it, I'm just going to scratch me. Just scratch me. Just scratch me. Ew, scratches.
I'm sorry, I wouldn't be in that house with that bitch.
It's your daughter.
You figure it out.
No.
Nope. You're going to be a great dad.
Yeah.
Alexis, you deal with it.
I'm just saying. I'd have, like, 19 people there with me.
Well, yeah, I'm surprised that she has so much money. I'm surprised she doesn't have, like, a 24-hour nurse.
What the hell? Seriously. You going off and thinking about it by yourself. Are you crazy? Her window's wide open. The whole room is crazy.
Didn't he tell you?
Didn't who tell me? What's Bert got to do?
Look, there wasn't anybody here, so when I went to get Thorzing, I had him stay with her, and... Oh, I should have known that. I'm
sorry. I guess you should have.
Well, how are the tests?
We have to start looking for a shrink. Contact Lemons.
Suppose he heard.
Heard what?
Haven't heard. Rick's dead. He must have been drunk. He fell down from the top of the steps right outside. By the time he hit M Street, he broke his neck.
Oh, God.
The Swiss guy?
No, he was the director.
The guy yelling at the
vocal
guy.
One.
Okay.
Yeah. God, that look.
Who cares?
Oh, so now her career is
comfortable,
done as well.
No.
I think it's one director.
Yes.
Well, right, but
she killed Burke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
The window was open, and the stairs are right by the window.
I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Hypnosis.
Holy shit. Thing.
Captain
Allen. If I ask him to tell me, will you let him answer?
No.
Also, the discomfort with her mom finding a shrink at this point. It's like, oh, it very 70s.
Right.
He talks.
It's a bad thing.
Wouldn't they have walked? Wouldn't she have walked up the stairs to get in the house and seen him?
No, because it's at the back of the house.
Oh.
So she drove by the siren, or like,
and there were all those people around.
Oh shit. I'm sorry, I was thinking
it's not really explained.
You were letting it be the background.
Yeah.
It was something happening.
Yeah.
To answer all my questions. Come forward. Answer me now.
The
person inside the brain?
The hand is so awkward.
It's
a hypnosis.
Is it like, is there a smell associated with this as well?
Oh, jeez.
That is a hilarious camera view.
That being the only POV shot was just hilarious.
Yeah, that's great. Man, I wish I had his dedication to exercise, because every time I think about it, I'm like, I could exercise or I could sit on the couch. I guess it's couch time.
Well, I mean, his motivation is your mom died. Mm-hmm. So do you really want that?
Fair.
Yeah, he's running away from diabetes.
He's outrunning the demon.
His mom died and she blamed him for it.
Yeah.
Right.
And he lost his faith. They stole his collar. It's his penance.
I think a lot of people lose their faith. Mother Teresa lost her faith too, and they still want to I think she's canonized now, I think.
Oh, yes, miss. But this
I think they
do
the same.
But you look like a boxer.
Even though Rebrek says we're not good.
Kimmerman,
what's this all about? Yeah, it's true. You do look like a boxer.
You're not alone.
Garfield, body and soul. Exactly, John Garfield. People tell you that, brother.
Does Stallone exist?
People tell you you look like Paul Newman.
Good word.
Well, you know this director was doing a film here. Burt Dennings.
Seen him?
You've seen him. You're also familiar how last week he died.
Only what I read in the papers.
Father, what do you know on the subject of witchcraft? From the witching end, not the hunting.
I once did a paper on it.
Really?
From the psychiatric end.
I don't know what it is, but for some reason a lot of background noises bother me.
Yeah, it's a very 70s thing.
Desecration. Church, you think this has anything?
I think there's probably a remastered version you can get on like Blu-ray.
And kind of pulls that out. Yeah,
oh, I thought this was the.
I thought it was the high def.
Well, then they didn't do that, and they're just like, I guess fuck everyone. Yeah.
I thought it was like an artistic thing, like for the film.
Let me tell you how.
It could be disorienting. Like they might have been trying to disorient you.
Confidential.
Or make you pay more. Yeah. Yeah, wake up. You gotta like really pay attention if you want to hear what they're saying.
Bottom of those steps leading to M Street with his head turned completely around.
Foreshadowing!
I was like,
no, the train head turning around.
Didn't happen in the fall?
It's possible.
Have you seen this?
Possible, however.
Unlikely.
Exactly. So on the one hand, we've got a witchcraft kind of murder, and on the other hand, a black mass type desecration in the church.
Do you think the killer and the desecrator are the same?
Do they ever go back to your statue thing, or that was just a, like, that was just the desecration in the church?
I was just talking about that.
Okay, that was what they were talking about. Okay.
In the book, there's a whole side story about a serial killer. that's brought up in a separate movie that they pretty much cut out of this movie.
As like a potential like offshoot that they would utilize, the characters would utilize as like potential explanations for what's going on.
Exactly, because it's like what we're kind of led to believe is that Reagan went out of her bed at night and desecrated the Mother Mary.
Queen Mary.
technically, she's a May Queen, but whatever. Mary, and it's kind of one of those things where it's like, do we believe that she could have done that?
Incidentally, I mentioned. I thought they just assumed that it was supernatural.
That was
like that it wasn't actually a person.
Yeah.
It was just, it happened. We're not going to explain it. It's supernatural.
You like movies?
Very much. The timing of it. This is the best.
Mrs. Kalo, you know, she gets tired, you know, never likes to go.
It's too bad.
Yeah, I hate to go alone. You know, I love to talk, film,
focus,
discuss, to critique.
This guy's like me.
And I'm asking for the crest as a fellow. Who's in it? Debbie Reynolds, Desdemona, and Othello Groucho Marx. Yeah, Abby.
Who's seen it?
One last time. Fits the bill. Come on. Now answer the question, Father Paranoia. All right.
You know who I think really did it?
Who?
The Dominicans go pick on them.
I could have you deported, you know that?
Fuck you.
Seriously.
I lied. You look like Sal Mineo.
Wow, those were some yellow jays in here.
But it was a nice smile.
It was. Wow, you look really yellow there.
Except it's primitive culture.
Look at her freaking lips.
I know.
They look incredible.
They do.
I don't know much about it at all, except that it makes me hurt.
Like,
yeah.
I need skill.
White powder and patient's delusions chunky of red stuff.
Invaded by some alien intelligence. Spirit of the world.
Yeah. I'm
not going to lock her up in some goddamn asylum.
Wow, now she has an
entire... And I don't care what you call it. I'm not putting her away. You're sorry, Jesus Christ, 88 doctors, and all you can tell me with all of your bullshit is...
I will say, I do appreciate the fact that she commands a room, and she is not afraid to cry in front of people, because I cry all the time, and I'm always like, I shouldn't be crying in this situation, but maybe you should.
Yeah.
You do, you, right?
One outside chance for a cure. I think of it as shock treatment. As I said, it's a very outside chance.
Would you just mean, for God's sakes, what is it?
I did. Do you have shock treatment.
What about your daughter?
You ever heard of exorcism? Well, it's a stylized ritual that we see rabbi and priest try to drive out the so-called invading spirit.
I have to say, I am impressed that they took it to the length in the film of, like, exhausting the scientific, medical pool of knowledge. Because oftentimes when you see a religious film or a religious horror, it's like they did nothing other than, like, go to the doctor maybe once and then they're home and then the rest of the shit happens.
I agree.
So it's like, oh shit, like, she really, 88 doctors, holy fuck.
I mean, there's a reason why this is one of the top horror films out there, and you know, it won Oscars. Right. It is highly regarded. I do have a problem with it sometimes because Friedkin was so awful on set that I'm like, can I really enjoy this when he was so abusive towards everybody? You know?
Well, he had to get what he needed.
Yeah, but you still don't need to shoot guns on set to get illicit reactions or slap people.
Well,
yeah. You know, in the 70s, they were all about that shit.
Exactly. You know? They didn't care.
Well, that's like, why am I blanking on his name? Psycho.
He was awful. He was
Hitchcock, yeah.
Poor Tippi Hedren.
The stairs.
That's a lot of stairs.
You can visit them.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I want to go. I want to take pictures on them.
It's literally just some stairs.
Yeah, but... I know, but I'd be so excited. It doesn't matter.
I poke your grass.
I want his wheelchair.
I think I just love the fashion in this movie.
Yeah. It's awesome.
I hate... That's so funny. I hate that texture fabric. Fair. That color and that texture is just like one of those things.
I think maybe that's why I like it. It kind of looks like chainmail.
Yeah, isn't like it? Chainmail. Isn't that called houndstooth?
Yes, mm-hmm. It is. Yeah. Or no, the houndstooth is a pattern. That it's just a wool.
Wide
it's
wool.
This, yeah, it's this coarse wool weave that.
I want you to tell me. Now, did you?
No rats.
MVP of the movie.
Yeah. Part of me wishes that they showcase some of the helpers, like, becoming, like, really tired of dealing with it and, like, eventually, like, pulling away, like, I can't be a part of this anymore.
Excuse me.
What?
I meant to see.
What man?
A man!
I don't
know. His name's Guy.
Harry.
Your daughter in
he wants room. To take you to Flavortown.
Mrs. Jennings was in her room.
God. His haircut.
Why do
you want to know? I should remember.
She was heavily sedated.
It's serious.
Yes, it is.
May I ask?
It's not a
watch out for drafts. A draft in the fall when the house is hot is a magic carpet for bacteria.
Where?
Who's your minimum? Anything else?
No rats.
No rats.
I'm saying no rats.
Why are you asking all this?
Strange. The deceased comes to visit, stays only 20 minutes, and leaves all alone a very sick girl. Speaking plainly, Mrs. McNeil, it isn't likely he would fall from a window. Besides, a fall wouldn't do to his neck what he found, except maybe one chance in 1,000.
Means it's
no,
not possible.
My hunch, my opinion, he was killed by a very powerful man, point one.
Mm.
And the fracturing of his skull, point two, plus the various other things we mentioned, would make it very probable, not certain, that the deceased was killed and then pushed through your daughter's window. But nobody was in the room except your daughter, so how can this be? It could be one way. If someone came calling between the time Miss Spencer left and the time you returned. The servants, the
mustache?
I don't know.
It's the mustache.
You were expecting
the lips.
Package that day, some delivery.
The big lips.
I don't know. He just creeps me. Like,
I really would know. See, Carl takes care of all that.
Maybe it's the tiny eyebrows.
He's old. His eyebrows have gone away. They weren't into really, like, filling in those eyebrows at that time.
You lost your eyebrows, and that was it.
The outsides of them are just white.
I'm sorry, but I feel like she would be a little bit more perturbed by the idea of somebody being killed in her daughter's room,
right,
with her sleeping daughter.
She's
instead of just
like,
being
no.
Like, yeah?
Yeah, nobody was
like,
there.
I think she's just playing this off as like, this is irrelevant, I don't fucking care, this is stupid. Yeah, go ahead, whatever with your silly
like, she's
theory.
So hyper-focused
like,
on her daughter,
yeah,
she
like,
has nothing.
Like, whatever.
Or
could it also be...
That's true.
I was going to say, or she could be going, like, shit, I've seen what Reagan
can
do.
Exactly, and
yeah.
She's protecting
I'm
her.
I'm not going to say anything
her.
About, yeah.
It's interesting, mm-hmm. Because I've talked about this with my sister. She just had a baby. Baby's only, like, 7 weeks old. But she was like, I never quite understood why people would ever try to hide things for their children until I had a child. She's like, and now I'm like, oh, maybe I would hide something for them. You know?
Incidentally, you might ask your daughter if she remembers seeing Mr. Dennings in her room that night.
Look, he wouldn't have any reason in the world to go up.
Oh, I know, I realize, but
certain British doctors never asked what is this fungus, we wouldn't today have penicillin, correct?
Lolo! Fungus!
Right.
Polio!
In the meantime, I really hate to ask you this, but for my daughter, could you please give an autograph?
Of course.
But
she's asking him, where is a pencil in her house?
Because she doesn't do shit for herself.
I seriously.
I lied. It's for me.
See? He's a creeper.
I don't have a problem with him, to be perfectly honest.
I don't know.
You know, that Tony laid,
He seems like the type of guy I'm trying to come up with.
Yeah.
Be careful, God.
Yeah, no, she knows.
She's just a really good
actor.
Carl? What in the fuck?
Yeah, dude.
I knew that was a thing that
it's,
happened,
it's really
but
bad.
Like, seeing it is a whole different.
Oh. And that's where Alan Gerson got
hurt.
Yep. Everything sounds better in a British accent. I'm lying, it doesn't.
Nail.
Nail.
Was she all right? Because she was
no, stabbing. It is not no. All right.
No,
she's not all right.
I'm Father Callison.
That guy's a creeper. Stick guy in the background.
No.
It's like I'm in a movie.
Yeah.
It's okay, you jumped. I know you'd be scared.
See, it's not really jump scares. It's
just really
pussy
fucking disturbing.
Scares.
Yeah.
Christ.
When I was listening to the audiobook, that was going while I was on the bus going to work, and I was like, I need to stop this.
Yeah,
like, I need to stop this scene, because it's, what if people can hear this?
Right. Like, I knew that it happened, but I guess I thought it was a bit more of a, like, in-and-out thing,
not
a
stabby
thing.
Yeah.
Like,
it's incredibly disturbing.
Yeah.
The sound, too.
Like, yeah.
Places like that.
Mashed potatoes.
Yeah. You never want to have mashed potatoes again, you
know? Not with my fist. Punch of mashed potatoes.
Can you imagine the Foley artist that had to do all this?
Yeah. Oh, man.
We need a sound that's stabbing with pussy.
Excuse
I got
me,
it.
What?
Punching mashed potatoes.
How do you go about doing the exorcism?
Okay. Thank you, Bob.
He's like, I'm not an exorcist.
Yeah.
Oh, the bird's a good boy.
You know, possessed by a demon or something. How did
they have to get an exorcism? Well, first thing, I'd have to get him into a time machine and get him back to the 16th century.
I didn't get you.
Well, it just doesn't happen anymore.
It's
lies. I have yeah, all lies.
Mm-hmm.
Well, since we learned about mental illness, paranoia, schizophrenia, all those things they taught me in Harvard. It's McNeil since the day I joined the Jesuits. I've never met one priest who has performed an exorcism, not one.
It's because you don't know
what it is. Exactly. Well, just so happens that somebody very close to me is...
Look at her hair.
It's probably...
Yeah.
It's so crazy.
Yeah. He's not okay.
No.
God, look at what they turned her into. Jesus.
And that's all the more reason to forget about exorcism.
Why have you done that instead?
To begin with, it would make things worse.
Oh, how?
Secondly, the church, before it approves an exorcism, conducts an investigation to see if it's warranted. That takes time.
Oh, yeah.
Meanwhile, your daughter...
You could do it yourself.
No, I couldn't. I need church approval, and that's rarely given.
Could you see her?
Yes, I could. I could see her as a psychiatrist, but I can't
see her. Oh, not a psychiatrist. She needs a priest. She's already seen every fucking psychiatrist in the world, and they sent me to you. Now you're going to send me back to them? Jesus Christ, want somebody
to help me. You don't understand. Your daughter...
Oh, can't you help her? Just help her.
Don't die.
She's in here. Good luck, buddy.
I do wonder, how is she keeping that headscarf on? Because...
Yeah.
Damn, she got beat.
Go off my head.
Yeah.
Try to put one on.
I'm confused. She just went out?
I mean, what do you do? Carl.
It's not Carl.
Oh.
It wants no straps. That's what he just said.
Who is that then? If that wasn't Carl.
That is Carl, but he said it doesn't want any straps.
Hello, lady.
Jesus.
Oh. I'm a friend of your mother's. I'd like to help you.
It's just psychological, guys. Yeah.
I'm afraid you might hurt yourself, lady. Show me a leg and then I'll loosen one of the straps.
Yeah, I'll follow all the white father.
Oh, shit.
My message here is Kevin. Would you like to leave a message? I see what she cares for you. That's true. Then you must know my mother's maiden name. What is it?
Slime. It's Nickelodeon all over again.
Wow, that's a creepy fucking...
Yeah, seriously.
Red Riding Hood.
It's the orange thing, man. Killed the orange chicken.
Yep.
No. Come here.
I don't for 1 minute believe that she does her own ironing.
I think it's a face. To be like, yeah, I do this. I'm normal.
Oh.
It's his.
That's mine.
Just
gotta get all the split pea soup out of it.
Yeah.
Look, your daughter doesn't say she's a demon. She says she's the devil himself. Now, if you've seen as many psychotics as I have, you realize that's the same thing as saying you're Napoleon Bonaparte. You asked me what I think is best for your daughter. 6 months under observation in the best hospital you can find.
I'm confused if
you show me Reagan's double.
If Reagan said something that only he would have heard, I'm very confused why he's not like a little bit more.
I've known my gut.
I think it's probably because like
he's not quite remembering that he heard it.
No, I think he's trying to find any explanation that isn't that, and he's probably thinking, oh. Maybe somebody talked about the fact that I was going to come see her, and somebody else had talked about like my mother's death, which had been in the papers.
Well, right, but what about the altar boy comment?
He's probably trying to think like there's an explanation for that. Yeah. She might have just been making it up. And
I think he knows. He doesn't want it.
Yeah, most people are going to get.
Did Ray know Christmas
before? Did you know my mother died recently?
Need to cover you, sweetie.
No. Is Reagan aware of it?
Not at all. Why'd you ask?
It's not important,
is it? Yeah,
I think he just wants to not. He's like, he's not yet, too much. Yeah. I don't want
well, because he doesn't believe anymore, too. Right. He thinks there's an explanation.
Well, and most people are going to try to come up with the most logical, not supernatural, paranormal
right.
answer.
Even a priest.
Yeah, like, they're going to do that for as long as they can.
Mm. I think the attitude is, woe is me, I'm lowest of the low, I'm not dealing with this. Somebody qualified, deal with this, deal
right.
with this. Like, I still feel like shit. Nah. Mm-hmm.
I was gonna say, I wonder if that is a
it could be a Jesuit priest thing.
That, or I'm wondering if it is a specific
choice by the
director of the like super purity, but then also the red like blood. You know what I mean?
For sure.
Because apparently he's not supposed to be wearing white.
If it's Catholic, you should. If, unless it's like a sacrament day, it should be green because it would be ordinary time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, unless it was like
I was raised Catholic too.
Yeah, so you know.
Lime.
What an excellent day for an exorcism.
Wait, what?
You'd
like
that? Wouldn't I drive you out of Reagan? It would bring us together. You and Reagan. You and us.
That's foreshadowing.
Did you do that?
It's so weird that that is a woman's voice.
How long are you planning to stay in life? Until she rots and lies stinking in the earth. What's that?
Oh, breath mint.
You need one.
You keep it away.
It's Mentos, the fresh maker.
Understatement of the year. It's so funny what they choose to subtitle. Like, hangs up telephone.
Yeah.
It's pretty much any audible sound that can be discerned. They try to give... My aunt's deaf, so I've watched a lot of subtitles. A lot of subtitles. That book.
Yes, sir.
That's how I feel getting home from work.
That's fine. No, that's fine. Please sit.
Okay.
Yes.
Who doesn't tell the father?
He's not very interested. Totally. He didn't call on her birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
He obviously listened to a lot of records in reverse
before
all of those hidden messages. Right?
He's the church guy, like he's appointed to listen to all the rock and roll messages.
To find those messages. What brings you, sir? Hello.
You have a laptop, buddy. Hello. You're not the size of one. You might be a laptop.
Oh, no. Yes, lay on her.
Hi.
Yeah.
I'll be right there.
Marin.
I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to look if she worried
me. What are you, some kind of savage? Shut the gate.
I'm too tired.
What's wrong?
Kudos to this chick who stuck around.
Yeah,
like,
she
must
really
care. She's probably been with them for a long time.
True, but still kudos.
help me?
The wicks?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here we are. Gross.
I'm confused why that woman would have been looking at that.
Yeah, I mean, why is she...
Someone's been changing their clothes.
Yeah,
who do you
yeah.
think's changing all of the, like...
Yeah, that's
getting
true.
Getting
her creepiness
back,
off
you know.
Of her.
That's true.
Yeah.
Also, the I love how they don't explain why it's frigid in there. Like,
yeah.
Well, demons, go, demons like...
The cold?
The cold.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
Wow. It's a thing.
It's a thing.
That's why hell sucks so bad for them.
In my old apartment, there was a cold spot that would never go away.
Oh.
It's also a fucked up old apartment, so like,
you had a ghost.
We did. To the point where my husband, who does not believe in anything, I was like, I think I need to like do something here, and he was like, do it when I'm not home, but I... Do whatever you need to do. And I was like,
sage it. Should be a psychiatrist present. What about the exorcist? Be any ideas?
God, he's got big ears.
Big ears and like a really just...
My notion, he was over in Iraq. I think I read that he was working on a thing here in Nineveh.
Yes.
You're right, Mike.
He's trying to find the right
word. Back 3 or 4 months ago.
Something
now.
A little bit?
What's he doing there? Teaching? Well, he's working on another book. Don't you think he's too old, Tyler?
Yes.
How is his health?
Bad.
You're all right. He's still running around digging up tombs.
Oliver.
Okay, so we're finally tying the guy in?
Nice.
Right, we finally understand why this guy.
You know that. 10, 12 years ago, I think, that the exorcism supposedly lasted months.
And there's something to be said about, like, parasites and stuff that are in hosts. They like to be cold because if it's hot, they can't continue to live in the host because
yeah.
it gets too hot.
Yeah.
I remember reading something about exorcisms and there's something to do with the cold.
Hi. This shot is so good.
The quintessential exorcist shot.
Yeah, they had such a great fog machine.
Yeah. It really is.
Wow.
It's beautiful.
Reagan's bedroom scenes were actually filmed inside a large freezer.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, it was,
she must have been so cold. Poor thing.
She was only like 12 or 13
yeah.
years old. That is making it so good.
So that's the guy that was in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Who cares?
Is 40.
Yeah,
it looks like...
I'm very tired. I'd like you to go quickly across to the residence and take it, and gather up the castle for myself. Your services, purple stone, that's an holy water. And he's a liar. The demon is a liar. He would like to confuse us. He will also mix lies with the truth to attack us. The attack is psychological, thing. But powerful. So don't listen. Remember that. Do not use. I think it might be helpful if I get some background on the different personality for making this manifest. So far, I'd say there's only three. She's convinced there is only one.
It's like, I don't need your shit. I got this.
Pretty sure there's more than one, but okay, whatever, man. You do you.
That's the sound I make when I'm a big scary dinosaur.
Mm.
There you go. That's the sound I make when somebody tries to get off the couch and I'm already asleep.
Stick your cock up her ass, you motherfucking worthless cocksucker.
Be silent!
Go lay down. Go lay down. Go lay down. Go lay down. Go lay down.
Virgin. Just.
Go lay down.
Ew. Come on, doggos.
Come on, we're not playing. We're watching scary shit.
But deliver us from the evil one. Save the old god by thy by thy might.
I love you, but I don't need you.
He tried to lie down.
Proudly raise every head against me. Violence seek my life. But God is my friend.
Oh, they have. Oh.
Your mother sucks cocks in hell, Karen.
Sorry. It's an epic insult to him. And also with you.
Almighty Father, everlasting God, and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who once and for all consigned that fallen tyrant to the flames of hell, who sent your only begotten Son into the world to crush that roaring lion, hasten to our call for heaven, and snatch from ruination and from the clutches of the noonday devil this human being, created in your image and likeness. Strike terror, Lord, into the beast, now laying waste to your people. Break your mighty hand and cast him out of your servant, Reagan to raise from me, so he may no longer hold the captive this person. These you to make in your image, and to redeem to yourself, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy
Spirit. He looks like he's like 60. Yeah.
Lord, hear my prayer.
Floaty, floaty.
God, Carlos. Father Carlos. Amen. The response, please, dear. Let my cry come unto me.
Pardon for all my sins. And the power to confront this cruel thing.
Why are we passing this around? Let's just get it on everybody.
Now it's wet and vomit covered and breathing.
But still holding.
Yeah.
Commands you.
Ouch.
is so murderous. What good are you? Almighty God.
Calm down, guys. I need to breathe.
Tap out.
Thanks, Lola.
Stress burp.
It took me a minute to figure out if that was you or the movie.
It is a very stressful scene.
I'm mildly possessed by gas.
Yeah. You're always possessed by gas.
Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, seriously.
It's like, I might be enough in my head.
Existential crisis.
I would not be.
Right? Well, everybody already said, like, treats the psychologist dude as, like, just pointless.
Right.
I'm like, they're their last medical option.
As fair, an exorcism should be the last option.
Really should, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, but they were voting the psychologist was the last medical option.
Don't go back in there.
And now the exorcist is like, you're pointless.
Yeah.
As well. So there's just no point to him.
Don't do it. I've seen some shit pills.
Oh,
you know what I think that is? That's like,
nitroglycerin.
Yeah. For if you're having a heart attack or something.
I think he's got a bad heart.
Ooh. Ugh. Don't like that. Grr. I love the subtitles. Grr.
The most interesting seating arrangement I think we've had.
At least she's under blankets and stuff in this freezer.
Seriously.
Look at kind of slimy.
Apparently, Karis.
You see me?
Marlon Brando.
I'm afraid.
Actually, was studying to become a priest and stopped studying to become a priest because he lost his faith.
Oh, wow.
Please. Before he took this role.
What are you going to do with...
He's listening for a heartbeat.
What is...
He's a priest. He's not a doctor.
Yeah, really.
Doctor of psychiatry?
Yeah.
Her heart. Can you give her something? She's going to call me.
It's a boy who has manos. The pastor cravat is...
It's not my father! Don't listen.
Why, Demi?
Demi,
please. Demi.
Compromised.
Demi.
It's okay, Vice. You failed.
Okay. Yeah, you're talking to Burton for a second.
Oh. You suck butt.
It's a little harsh, that. But also, you know.
Know your place.
I would not want to be in there by myself.
No.
No.
Yeah.
Always, do you have your exit buddy?
Gosh.
I'll have you know, you did this, Mr. Priest Man. You started all of this.
Like, did he, though?
Yeah, like digging up that shit.
He had the stare off with the round guy.
Zuzu.
Looks like he's wearing gloves.
Probably is.
Probably is.
Though, I think it's more of a prosthetic.
Yeah.
Like, blended super well. Those edges are ridiculous. Hands are always really hard to
do. Yes.
Start again.
Yeesh. Why is it the times when it's quieter where it's just like, I guess I'm just waiting for whatever the next thing is to, you know?
Because they don't shy away from
I mean, it's just going to be vomit or blood or yelling.
I also do find it interesting that the demon is attacking Demi or whatever his name is.
Damien.
As, like, the weaker of the two individuals in the room.
That's what they
versus
do.
What I thought would be, like, to defend yourself, you would take the strongest person and try and get them out of the way first and foremost.
But they need, like, I think it is that, like,
divide and conquer,
and both of them need to be there in order for it to be beneficial, like this exorcism. So if they get one out, the demon probably thinks,
if I get one out, the other one can't finish it because he knows how, like, they had already said that the previous exorcism almost killed the other father,
right.
So.
We can weaken it.
Yeah.
But Damien is strong.
No.
No.
Yes. Good job. Timmy's strong.
Timmy's strong.
You got this, Timmy.
You got this, Timmy.
You
He's
got
a boxer.
This. He looks like a boxer.
Just box the demon.
Give him a little one-two
punch.
Just like a punch a little girl.
Yeah.
No, see, he's a creeper.
Uh-oh. Oh, dear. Well, that's unfortunate.
Oh, jeez.
Just chilling.
I did that.
Oh, Jesus.
Dude, that's not going to work. Oh, yeah, he
1970s ate. CPR.
Box it. Box the heart back.
Yeah,
in the there.
Seriously.
Just start punching it.
Come on, has Staying Alive come out yet?
No.
Oh.
Whoopsie.
Son of a bitch!
Oh, oh,
oh,
he really will box her!
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
my God!
Yeah, box the lady.
Come into me! God damn you! Take me!
It still sounds like a mannequin being thrown down, like made out of wood. She's like, shit, she did it again.
I'm glad that they didn't have her go straight to her either. Because
yeah,
I would still be like, fuck no.
This is jarring and horrifying.
I always thought that this was the end of the movie. No.
Do you want to make a confession?
Oh.
Yeah, that's disturbing.
Are you sorry? Are you sorry for having a thing of God? I'll listen to your past life.
It's lucky that he was right there.
Seriously. Definitely did not see all that coming.
Clean that up fast.
Is that Carl?
Carl's like, we're getting the hell out of here. Oh, everybody's.
That's
everything.
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
I'm done. I'm good, thanks.
Brandon, come on, honey, we have to get going.
What? Is that puppy priest standing outside your
door? Don't you know about adopt a priest?
Are you my new mother?
I want that cape thing.
It's kind of like Bryan Cranston.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Honey, this is Father Dyer. Hi, Father.
Hello. Hi, Images.
Goodbye, Father.
Goodbye.
I'll call you.
That was awkward.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
Yeah. Okay, stairs.
Yeah. I think I'm gonna go this way.
Yeah,
all right.
Wait, that's it?
Yeah, that's it. I love it so much.
The end.
Did you think it was gonna be a lot worse than it was?
Yeah, but wait, doesn't she go down the stairs backwards? Where's that?
So that's in the. There are certain things that weren't in this movie. That's only in specific cuts.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't actually look that good. Like, they originally filmed it and they're like, oh. It looks fake because you can see the wires.
Yeah.
So they just didn't have it in this one. And usually, I believe where that scene would be, don't quote me on this, it would be after she realizes, like, where is it? It's either after she talks to the detective, but that's when the fucking scene is.
If somebody else is in the house, right?
Yeah, yeah, there's, it's...
But not a bunch of people, but
yeah,
there is someone else in the
exactly.
house. And it was daytime.
Yeah, yeah, and it's... It is because
that was in the re-release
yeah.
when it was in theaters.
Yeah.
Huh.
But it's a kind of movie that kind of just sticks with you. Like,
yeah, it was not really scary. Yeah, it was not...
It kind of
was. I thought she walked down the stairs backwards.
That's
that
in the trailer, not here.
Yeah, she does the backwards crab walk.
I don't think this
hold
was
on,
the fully mastered version. I
no.
think this was a different cut.
Yeah, it was like the,
oh.
the...
Because there is also more, in like the remastered one, there's more Pazuzu, like, quick shot, like, quick cuts where you see the demon's face. And I think that only happened once in this movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, its name is Pazuzu?
Yeah.
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 Okay. So you're telling me you watched the wrong one and we have to watch it again?
I'm always going to come back and watch this movie.
And
so
now suddenly
yes, realize,
recognize the Futurama reference. Pazuzu!
Pazuzu!
And apparently Pazuzu is supposed to, like, I was reading, Pazuzu is supposed to be the, like, the demon of winds. It was supposed to protect pregnant women?
Yeah.
For some reason?
Well, it's very interesting because a lot of demons, like a lot of the demon names come from like ancient Rome.
Right.
So like Legion was obviously, you know, the demon Legion, I am Legion, we are many, obviously comes from Roman legions that
right.
were literally just like, they had no personality, they had no name, they were only Roman legions
right.
and that's all they could ever be. So, like anything in Catholicism, they took something else and bastardized it so that it would fit into their mold and so that they could say, oh, this, you know, this thing
this
that
is
you...
This.
Yeah, this is this. I mean, a lot of the places where the Virgin Mother Mary has been seen were originally places where pagan goddesses were worshipped.
Mm.
And then they later on went back and they're like, no, actually, that wasn't a pagan goddess. That was Mary.
Yeah, most of
oh my
what
God.
Was that name of that thing? I think it was Mary. Yeah, it's Mary.
It was
sure.
Mary,
definitely
for sure.
Mary.
It was deaf Mary.
It's the same thing. We were just calling it Mary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So.
Crazy. Dick Smith.
Dick Smith.
Good job, Dick Smith.
Yeah, that's hilarious. The Futurama his gargoyle named Pazuzu
yes.
that gives him three wishes.
Yes, Pazuzu.
You now have two wishes.
Yeah. We have called you Pazuzu. Oh, I would be so happy.
Pazuzu.
I'm
going to
call you
Pazuzu
from now on.
Yes. We did it, you guys.
Yeah.
Right? It wasn't nearly as scary as I remember.
No,
it
right.
Yeah, no.
We survived.
There was a lot more of like, wow, that was like a really long time to show me about this guy. I'm still not sure what happened. Like in Exorcist 2, though, that's when they actually, like, you actually see the exorcism in Africa that the dude went through. Isn't that right?
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. I think in Exorcist 2 they do that. I don't really like Exorcist 2, so I've only seen it, I think, once. I love
Exorcist. Or is there three? I don't know how many.
Exorcist 3 is 100% worth it, and everybody should watch it, because it actually deals with a serial killer.
Ooh.
And they bring back the father at the end instead. So
Father Sad Face?
Yeah, Father Sad Face is the one that kind of takes up the... mantle. Takes up the mantle. And one thing they never go into this is that Father Karras and Father Dyer were really into cinema, and they used to go to the cinema together. So after the end of this movie, it's Kinnerman, the detective, starts going to movies with Dyer instead because they both lived through this experience. And they didn't do a good job with Kinnerman in this because he's not very interesting. But he is really interesting in the book.
In the book,
I say we watch Exorcist 3, which is really good. And it has the, I'm so sorry, but it has the scariest jump scare I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, cool.
Oh fantastic.
We should watch it.
It's legitimately so good.
Okay, well, real quick, since we're, before we do anything else, I'm going to say thank you so much for joining us this week. It is Halloween-y. Spooky Ookie episode 69.
Oh, that was episode 69?
It is episode 69. And hopefully the sound didn't suck too bad. We listened to The Exorcist. We watched The Exorcist. I survived. So, on that note, rate, review, subscribe, do some spooky shit. Because it's Halloween. So, I'm going to say goodbye from me and Lolo.
Bye.
And Noodles.
Peace out.
And Brit.
Bye.
And Jay.
Bye.
And Alexa.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening.
Smooches.
Smooches.
Thanks for listening. You can check out our website at todieforpodcast.com. If you'd like to follow us, you can find us on Facebook and Instagram at To Die For Podcast, as well as our fluffy fam on Instagram at To Die For Podcast _fluffyfam. If you'd like to send us an email, todieforpodcast@gmail.com. Cover art is thanks to Joelle Haight, and original music was created by Vincent Amston. Have a spooky day!